White, Mary. Battle Creek, Michigan. December 23, 1888 to January 6, 1889. Dear daughter Mary, I have not written to you much of late, but you have been in my mind and in my prayers much during the week of prayer. At the commencement of the week of prayer, I could not unite with them, could not leave the building, fearing that exposure would bring on another terrible time with my head. I am thankful to our Heavenly Father that I am able to be out again, but am obliged to be very careful that I do not bring upon myself such a condition of things as I had in Healdsburg. I have now spoken to the helpers, nursing class, and physicians 5 times during the week of prayer, and I am sure my talks are appreciated. I have spoken in the college 2 times. Last Thursday, Professor Prescott wished me to come over there. I went and prayed and spoke to the large chapel filled with students. I had much freedom in speaking and in presenting before them the goodness and mercy of God, and the great condescension and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and the heavenly reward purchased for us, the last, final victory, and what a privilege it is to be Christians. Professor Prescott arose and attempted to speak, but his heart was full, and he did not utter a word for 5 minutes, but stood weeping before the people. Then he said a few words, "I am glad that I am a Christian." He talked for about 5 minutes, then he gave liberty for all to speak. Many testimonies were born, but it seemed to me that there must be a company reached that we had not yet succeeded in reaching. We called all to come forward who felt that they were unready for Christ's coming and had not an evidence of their acceptance with God. I thought the whole house was in motion. We then gave opportunity for all to express their feelings, but we had, after a little, another season of prayer, and the blessing of the Lord seemed to reach hearts. Then we separated into divisions and continued the work for 2 hours longer, and the Lord's Spirit came into the meeting in a remarkable manner. Several of those who had known nothing of a religious faith, unbelievers from the world, have obtained a genuine experience in the religious life. And the work is going deeper and deeper. The Lord is at work, and will work as fast as we prepare the way for Him, that He can safely reveal His power in our behalf. January 5th, 6th. Dear Mary, I have tried to get at it to finish this letter, but I could not do it. There would be private testimonies to write, and many to counsel with, and sometimes I have spoken at 3 different assemblies each day. But the Lord has wonderfully sustained me. The work of God is seen in our midst. Meetings have been held now 4 weeks, and many souls have a true conversion. They say they never knew what the converting power of God was before. Sabbath, yesterday, was a precious day indeed. I talked to a full house, and the blessing of the Lord rested upon me in large measure, and the whole congregation was moved. In the afternoon, although I was weary, I attended meeting, and there was a large number in attendance. Oh, what a changed atmosphere from 4 weeks ago! Jesus was present indeed. 185 testimonies were born in quick succession, and all were free to tell what the Lord had done for their souls. The son of Elder Andrews has had a genuine conversion. Professor Winslow's testimony is free, and he says he never was really converted before. Warren Batchelor has met with a new conversion, and many bear the same testimony. This is a day that will be long remembered in Battle Creek. You would see where I need to be forgiven for not writing. If I could only set the matter before you just as it is. I have felt determined to do thoroughly the work given me of God. This church was terribly backslidden. Many had paid no tithes for years. I gave a decided testimony upon this point in meeting. Then I went from house to house and labored and prayed with families. And God gave me words to speak to reach these cases. Brother Lucas had paid no tithes for 2 years. He was far back. And January, Brother Lucas and wife came forward and made their confessions. Brother Lucas said he had not had any of the Spirit of God for some time, for he had been robbing God in tithes and offerings. He put $125 in the Christmas donation, but he said he meant, from henceforth, to pay the Lord an honest tithe, and to take up his past neglected work and make restitution to the Lord. Several others had a similar testimony to bear. Next day, January 3rd, I visited Brother Lucas, and how rejoiced they were to see me. He said the Lord sent me. He considered himself blessed in my coming to his house. I prayed with them, then went to business. Asked Brother Lucas to give me a note. He said he would, gladly. I had book and pencil, which I handed him. He wrote, "For value received, I promise to pay." He looked up at me and said, "That is it, just as it should be. I have been receiving blessings from God day after day, and I am ashamed that I have dealt thus with my Lord. But it shall be so no more." He reckoned up that which was his honest tithe, and reckoned up the interest, and it amounted to the snug little sum of $571.50. I thanked the Lord for this. He said he expected money any day, and would pay this note to the Lord the very first. I then went to Brother Hawhees. He was far behind. He was gone. I talked with his wife. She said she owed the Lord a large sum, and she would return into the treasure double for withholding. Their note was made out for $300. I visited Orrin Frisbee's, but he was not at home. I sent him a letter of reproof and warning, and January 4, he gave his note for $1,000, and he was blessed and encouraged. When I returned home, I had visitors all day and could not finish this letter as I designed to do. It seems every day I just put in every bit of strength in labor that I have, and the next day I have just as much more to invest. As I returned from Orrin Frisbee's, I was hailed by Brother Lucas. He was as happy a man as I have seen in a long time. He showed me that he had taken up his note and paid the money, putting in a little extra to be sure it was enough. Now we leave the church here to go to South Lancaster, Wednesday. I cannot have the company of Willie. We go in one direction, he goes by way of Ohio. He is working hard, early and late, but we have pleasant rooms and good diet, and he is enjoying good health. We shall probably go to Washington, D.C., before we return to Battle Creek. We cannot be gone more than 2 weeks. We shall probably have to go east again before we return to California. I fear I shall have to stay until next fall. I see no release for me. May the Lord bless me, is my prayer, and give me light to give to the people. I feel assured the Lord blesses you. Sometimes it seems that I can see His hand touching you as I pray. Be of good courage in the Lord. Trust wholly in Him. Do not wrestle hard, but just fall into His arms and trust. He has promised to bless, and He will do it. Love to all the family and children. Mother.